Sports Talk 750.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
There was a time in this country when sports were revered. But people today, their values were all out of whack.
Artes looking, gets you to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in! And the Lakers win the game!
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers only.
John Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA Finals!
And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Welcome to another edition of Drive Time Sports. KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. We have an old friend in the studio with us today. Travis Anderson is along with us because it is time for the March Madness Basketball Bracket Challenge. Always look forward to this. So, the NCAA Tournament Challenge, you call in and you get to pick which region you want a team from. We draw out a team from a cup. That is your team throughout the tournament. If that team wins, you win. It's that simple. That team wins, you get the win as well. You're going to root for that team throughout the NCAA tournament, and we're going to be doing that throughout the entire show today. And we'll also be talking a lot of college basketball. We're going to be joined by Jameson Welsh of BelieveTheHypeNBA.com here in about 5 minutes. Jameson's going to talk about some of the players to watch as far as NBA draft goes. I mean, there's a lot of talent in this year's NCAA tournament. I do believe that there's a great chance that the number one pick in the draft is not even in the NCAA tournament again. That happened last year with Ben Simmons, but we'll talk about that. Also, Greg Peterson from 102.9 The Game in Portland. He is a college basketball expert. I mean, that's all he does. He's going to join us on the show, and we're going to get his thoughts on the NCAA tournament. So it's very simple. You dial in at 637-5625, and we draw a team for you. Now, with that being said, we have Jimmy on the phone right now. Now, here's a little backstory on Jimmy. The first time we did this, back in 2011, Jimmy won. And so Jimmy is the first caller today. Jimmy, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing lovely with my cold, but won't keep me away from March Madness.
That's right. I think a lot of people share that sentiment. So this is how we're going to do it. You tell me if you want to pick from the East, West, Midwest, or South. You let me know which side of the bracket you want to go to, what region you want.
No, let's go with the Midwest.
All right, so draw one out of the Midwest. That's what Travis is here for today, and this is going to be Jimmy's team throughout the tournament. Who's he got?
Let's see if I can unfold it. 10 seed Oklahoma State.
You got the 10 seed. Well, it could be worse. You could have a 16.
Yeah, I guess you got a point.
Oklahoma State,
You're
Jimmy.
You're killing me, Travis.
Sorry, pal.
I just sit here and look at the bracket. That's it. I have no idea. So you got Oklahoma State. Best of luck, Jimmy, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again relatively soon.
All right. You guys take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Let's go over to our next caller. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Brett.
Brett, how you doing today?
Good. How are you, man?
Good, good. So you're ready for the NCAA tournament, I assume?
Yes, sir.
Who are you going to take to win it this year?
What was that?
Who are you going to take to win it all?
I'm leaning Arizona.
Yeah, I've kind of gone back and forth on this one. I mean, I like Oregon. I like UCLA. I watch a lot of Pac-12 basketball, so I like Arizona as well. But, man, at the beginning of the year, I was all in on Duke, and I still think they have four top 25 picks in the NBA draft. It's hard to go against Duke. But Arizona, it's hard to argue with that one as well. So what side, what region do you want to go towards, Brett?
Let's go to the Midwest.
Midwest region.
We're two in the Midwest.
Two in the Midwest. Jimmy just pulled one out. It was Oklahoma State. So who's Brett got?
Rhode Island.
Me.
Yeah, yuck.
Not exactly the best. That's okay. You got the 11 seed, Brett. Rhode Island.
Somebody's got to win it.
Right, somebody's got to. Why not Rhode Island?
Exactly.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, man.
All right, so we're two teams down. Both have come from the Midwest. Let's take another call. Hi, who's this?
This is Valerie.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good, good. I'm
how
sorry.
Are you?
Did you say Valerie?
Yes.
Okay, Valerie. Who do you want to win the NCAA tournament?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a tough question, huh?
That's kind of hard.
Yeah. I'm partial to Notre Dame myself, but all right.
Yeah,
so,
I know you are.
Yeah, you know I am. Yeah, I'm a little bit partial to Notre Dame, but I'm going to let you pick what region. Do you want one from the Midwest, the South, the West, or the East? What region do you want to go to?
I The Midwest.
Okay, Midwest. So we've had three callers. All three have gone from the Midwest. Let's see who Valerie gets.
Miami.
Not bad. You get Miami out of the Midwest, Valerie. They are an 8 seed, so so far you have the highest seed out of everyone who's called in. So good luck to you in Miami.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Valerie. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Let's take another call. We might as well do this all day. Again, Jameson and Greg are going to join us on the air in just a bit, but please keep the phone calls coming. Let's fill up this bracket. Hi, who do we have now?
Let's go!
Ah, it's Ben. How you doing today, Ben?
Oh, I'm doing good, buddy. How you been, my man?
Good. I talk to you once a year. It seems like every time we do the NCAA bracket challenge.
Oh, I got to be a little more social. I'm kind of rude.
No, that's okay. That's okay. This is definitely a tradition. So go ahead. What region do you want to go to? East, West, Midwest, or South?
You know what? I think the South legitimately has three teams that could win it. So
I agree.
Let's take that
South. I think the South is the most difficult region, hands down. I agree. Travis is going to draw it out of the South. Who do we have?
Wichita State.
Not bad, actually, Ben. Wichita State's not horrible. You know what? In my bracket, I have Wichita State knocking off Kentucky in the second round. I have them losing to UCLA, but I think they beat Kentucky.
I think I have that in one bracket, too.
Yeah. Who's going to win it all, Ben?
I have UCLA winning it all in that one.
Okay, man. You know what? Good chance of it. All right, Ben, I appreciate the call, my man. Thank you very much. Best of luck to you in Wichita State.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
We'll take one more call before we pause for a quick commercial break. Even when we're at a commercial break, you can continue to call in. Travis is standing by, and he's going to be answering phones throughout the day. So call in. Make sure you get your team. Hi, who's this?
This is Ben, the better half.
All right, well, let's see if you can get higher than a 10 seed. What region do you want to go to, Nettie?
I want East, please.
East. First out of the East region. Who do we got today?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. That's going to be your team.
Cool.
So you got a 7 seed. Not too shabby.
Cool. Cool. Thanks.
Okay. No problem. Best of luck to you and the Gamecocks.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll take one more call before we go to a commercial break. One more call before we head into the break. Hi, who's this?
This is Ralph, Sacramento.
How you doing today, Ralph?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. How are you, George?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Who's going to win the national championship?
North Carolina.
Yeah, you know what? There's a good chance of it. Again, if you look at that South region, it's so difficult. I think Ben had the right idea drawing from that region. I like North Carolina. I like UCLA. And Kentucky, they got a tough draw. But, I mean, all in all, the South seems really difficult. So, Ralph, what region do you want to go to?
Let's go to the South.
I agree. That's a good region to draw from. Go ahead, Travis. Draw them out a name.
Excuse me?
Kansas State.
Kansas State from the South. That's who you get, Ralph.
What was that again?
Kansas State.
Kansas State.
Yep.
Okay, sounds good.
Good. They got the win last night in the first four, and they get Cincinnati in the next round. Not a bad draw, Ralph, so best of luck to you and Cincinnati.
Okay, hey, thanks.
Hey, no problem.
Bye-bye.
No one seeds are gone, no two seeds are gone, no three seeds. The highest seed off of the board is a 7. So keep the calls coming, 637-1167, right here on KOAL. We'll continue to do this throughout the show. We got a break for just a moment, but again, you can call during the entire show, and we'll get you a team here on Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
At Castleview Physical Therapy, they know your health is very important to you. That is why they take pride in offering you the highest quality of rehabilitation. Castleview is the only clinic in the area to be able to offer aquatic therapy. Their warm water pool is inviting and effective in providing a safe method to heal injuries. They are happy to offer this service that has been proven to be one of the best rehab environments to make exercise safer, more relaxing, and less painful. Come in and see how Castleview's aquatic therapy can help make your road to recovery a pleasant one. Call Castleview Physical Therapy today at 636-4841.
Dr. Kyle Jeffrey is a board-certified general surgeon in our area that schedules office visits in both Price and Castledale. Dr. Jeffrey has experience with breast surgery, gallbladder, pancreatic, liver disease, and upper and lower gastrointestinal disease. And, of course, common preventative procedures such as endoscopy or colonoscopy. To schedule your appointment with Dr. Jeffrey for either Price or Castledale, call 613-7874. That's 613-7874.
Carbon Copy Center has been your local copy store for nearly 15 years, and now we're going to be able to serve you even better with a move to a new location. That's right. Carbon Copy Center is moving and also changing our name to Carbon Print and Design. Our business is expanding and needs more room to grow. Same great team, same great service, but a bigger and better location. Carbon Print and Design is Castle Country's number one stop for photo editing and printing, flyers, invitations, business solutions, and so much more. Come see us at our new location on 86 East 100 South.
Reporting from the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini with a look at local sports. The Emory Lady Spartan softball squad returned to the field yesterday and suffered a 17-1 loss to North Sam Pete in just four innings. The Lady Spartans kept it close early on. It was 1-1 going into the third frame when North Sam Pete exploded for 11 runs in the bottom of the third. And then the Hawks added five more in the fourth to close out the game. In the contest, Emory finished with just three hits compared to 13 for North Sam Pete. Ambry Bennett recorded two of those hits. Bailey Huggard had the other. Huggard was charged with the loss on the mound. She pitched nearly three innings, giving up two earned runs and nine hits. Emory's defense for the game had five total errors. The Lady Spartans will take the next 5 days off before returning to the field in a road contest against the Grand Red Devils. That'll be on Monday. Start time for that contest is set for 3:30 p.m. We stick with softball, but we move over to Carbon High, and yesterday the Lady Dinos earned another victory on the season as they topped the Grand Red Devils 10-6. Kinley Nelson recorded the victory from the hill for the Dinos. She finished with six strikeouts. Callie Fawcett knocked a home run. Caitlin Cripps and Kelsey Sorensen both had a double, while Dakota Crusher had two singles. The team had a terrific contest all in all, scoring 10 runs off of 11 hits. Overall, for the season, the Lady Dinos currently sit at 6-2. They've been very active so far this season, with victories over Emory, Pineview, Skyline, Flagstaff, Kearns, and now Grand. The two losses on the season are to Cedar and Enterprise. The Lady Dinos will keep this heavy schedule moving. Friday, they will play host to the Union Cougars. Start time for this game is set for 5:30 p.m. We take a look at the schedules for high school sports today. The Emory Spartan baseball team will look to keep their unbeaten record intact as they travel on the road to take on the Union Cougars. Start time for this game is set for 3:30 p.m. And the Carbon Dinos track and field squad will travel to Canyon View for a pre-region invitational. The season will continue this weekend for the Dinos as they play host to a home invitational. Carbon track coach Jimmy Jukes was a guest yesterday on KOAL's Drive Time Sports. You can listen to that complete interview by visiting CastleCountryRadio.com. USU Eastern made the announcement yesterday that Chelsea Warburton, also the women's head basketball coach, will take over as the new athletic director when longtime athletic director Dave Parr officially retires this summer. Warburton has been the women's basketball coach the past two seasons, and she will continue in that capacity while serving in her new role. Warburton will officially become the athletic director on June 1st. She'll take over again for Coach Parr. Prior to taking over the head coaching role, Warburton was the assistant women's basketball coach and the head volleyball coach at Utah State Eastern. Her success, however, started as a player. Warburton played basketball professionally overseas in Amsterdam and in Holland. As a Price native, she began her college career for the College of Eastern Utah for one season before transferring to play for Weber State. During her time with the Eagles, she helped lead the team to their best season in the school's history. Following her career at USU Eastern, Warburton moved on to Weber State. She scored over 1,000 points and holds the single-game record for three-pointers made in one game. She also holds both the Weber State and Big Sky Conference single-season three-point field goals made record. For more on this announcement, visit CastleCountryRadio.com, and we'll catch up with the new athletic director, Chelsea Warburton, in the coming days. Today on KOAL's Drive Time Sports, an exciting tradition makes its return as listeners will have an opportunity to call into the show and randomly receive a team in the NCAA tournament. This is a yearly tradition on the show. Beginning at 4:05 today, listeners are encouraged to dial 637-5625. They'll randomly receive a team in tomorrow's NCAA tournament. If that team wins, you win. Again, this will pick up today on KOAL's Drive Time Sports, beginning at 4:05. For more news, sports, and community events, check out CastleCountryRadio.com. Reporting, I'm Jordan Buscarini.
Her car isn't running right, and she's been after you for weeks to fix it. But you would much rather be watching the game than now diagnosing a car problem that could take hours. Am I right? Guys, let me let you in on a little secret. She doesn't care how it gets fixed. She just wants it fixed. So get to J&D Auto in Castledale today and get one of your honeydews checked off. J&D Auto is number one in parts and service. They will quickly get the problem diagnosed and get you the right parts for the job. Be her hero and get into J&D Auto today. But hurry, the game's starting soon. That's J&D Auto on Main Street in Castledale.
Hi, this is J.C. Ibanez with Tatna Meller Insurance. Every great win starts with a great game plan, and every great game plan requires a great team to carry it out. At Tatna Meller Insurance, we use X's and O's to develop the perfect blueprint for your win. As an independent insurance agency, we use a playbook with over 30 different options to find the plan that's a slam dunk. We have the strategy for you, as well as an amazing team that works to get you the protection needed for all the MVPs in your life. Give me a call today at 637-LIFE. That's 637-5433.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors, number 30. And you listen to Drive Time Sports on KOAL 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Gearing up for the NCAA tournament. And again, you can continue to call right now at 637-5625. It's 637-5625. Call in right now and get your random team for the NCAA tournament. We'll draw you a team during our current interview, our next segment with Jamison Welsh of BelieveTheHypeNBA.com. So keep dialing in right now at 637-5625. Jamison, it's great to get you back on the show. Always a pleasure. I know it's March Madness right now. You join us to talk NBA basketball. We'll loop that back around and talk some college hoops. I appreciate you joining us today.
Oh, not a problem at all. Thanks for having me, as always.
March Madness, I mean, you're right in the heart of Las Vegas. This is a big time of the year for you.
Oh, it's the best time of the year. We get to see four different conference tournaments. Get to see two of the major ones, the WCC, of course, with Gonzaga and St. Mary's, and, of course, the Pac-12. This year was special because you had three teams in the top 10. You had guys that are going to be lottery picks and guys that are going to be first-round picks. So it was really good watching them up close and personal. And also you had some rivalries and you had a lot of bad blood. So it's always good watching the Pac-12 tournament out here.
Let's talk about some of the players that people should definitely keep an eye on over the next few weeks as March Madness transitions into the month of April even. I know we get tournament action actually kicking off. Tomorrow's the first big day for the tournament to kick off. There's no doubt about it. But as far as players go, in your mind, who's the most interesting player in this year's tournament?
Man, that's a great question. I think we know about the Ball kid. We know a little bit about Tatum because he's at Duke, and those who follow high school basketball and AAU, you know a little about Jason Tatum. But Lauri Markkanen at Arizona, the Finnish kid, he's the guy that is the interesting guy because he's a big that if he shows up in this tournament, Arizona can win this whole thing. He's the guy that at 7 foot, he can put the ball on the floor, can shoot it, can rebound it, plays a little defense. He's the guy that's very interesting. He's probably the most unique player in this country right now that's still playing. So he's the guy to me that I have a lot of intrigue around these next few games.
If previous March Madness NCAA tournaments have proven anything, it's that bigs can really help their draft stock. You and I were talking about this off the cuff. You bring him up from Arizona. I'm also going to bring up Zach Collins from Gonzaga. Together, these are probably the two best seven-footers in the country, and because of that, I think a lot of eyes are going to be on these two individuals because they could definitely help their draft stock. Both are probably lottery picks or at least close there to it come NBA draft time because, again, if you're 7 foot, you're 230, 240, you can knock down an outside shot. Teams are going to look at you. These are two interesting players, probably at the top of my board, Jamison, from a big standpoint.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, when it comes down to it, Zach Collins is a guy that, you know, he could start for probably 90% of the teams in the country right now. I mean, he's that good. He's a kid from Las Vegas. Bishop Gorman played on, I believe he won four straight state championships out here. He's that good. He's a really good player. He's a guy that's talented. He can do a lot of things on the court. And he's a strong kid for a guy with his body type. He's a strong kid for what he does. So watching him is going to be interesting to see as well because he's Gonzaga's sixth man. Like, he doesn't even start for Gonzaga. With that being said, he's still their highest draft prospect on the roster by far. So we'll see what happens with him. But his game is going to translate well to the next level because of what he can do. And also, he's a true seven-footer. I kind of want to see how he operates when the pressure is on. He played well out here in Vegas. He had a big three, with Gonzaga last week out here in the conference tournament. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be very interesting to see. But I do like Zach Collins. I do like Lowry Mountain a lot. But there's a lot of guys out here that can kind of help or hurt their draft stock, But when it comes to bigs, it's kind of interesting because it's not really a big draft anymore. It's more right now the draft is all about guards and wings. If you got guards and wings, that's what the NBA is looking for. Big guys, look at the guy at Syracuse, Swinigan. He's a big guy, and 10 years ago, he'd be great. Now it's like he's going to get drafted in the first round. That's the crazy part, but that's where we are right now.
Last year, Ben Simmons goes number one in the NBA draft. LSU does not play in the NCAA tournament. I think it's a real possibility that, once again, we could have an individual go number one in the NBA draft and not play in the NCAA tournament in Markelle Fultz. So outside of Lonzo Ball, is Fultz probably the best point guard in the country that you've seen this year? I know that you could probably make a case for De'Aaron Fox as well, and there's several names that float out there. But again, I mean, we could potentially be talking about another guy here in a couple of months that did not play in the NCAA tournament, and that's crazy to think about.
It is crazy, but it's not his fault. Lorenzo Romar has had a lot of talented teams, and for whatever reason, they don't get to the tournament. I'm not going to blame the player. The coach is obviously at fault here with a pattern like that. At the same time, the player is looking at the school that helps him get to the NBA. So it's a weird – it's definitely a weird balance. It's a weird situation. But there's a huge possibility that the number one pick has not played in over a month. There's a very strong possibility that has taken place, and that's why Markelle Fultz had a sore knee, quote-unquote, and has been resting ever since.
Again, our guest right now is Jamison Welsh of BelieveTheHypeNBA.com. We're talking about the most interesting individual players to watch during March Madness. And again, you can dial in right now at 637-5625. Call in and get your team for the NCAA tournament. Remember, if they win, you win. It's that simple. Just dial in at 637-5625. That's 637-KOAL and get your team right now. Jamison, we'll talk about Duke. A lot of people on their brackets obviously have Duke going a long ways. They have two guys that are very interesting. Actually, they probably have three guys that are top 15 caliber, I think, in the NBA draft. Jason Tatum, though, is a guy that has soared as far as draft boards go. I don't know if it's necessarily the same soaring that we saw with Brandon Ingram last year, but nonetheless, he's an interesting player, and I think he could definitely help his stock with a solid couple of weeks of basketball.
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to a guy like Tatum or Josh Jackson, if they have a magical ride, if they have a magical six games, you start that argument for number one gets a lot stronger because everything is about what you've seen last. Everything is what you've seen recently. And if you see a wing dominate for six games, just straight out dominate and take their team to the promised land, then that number one pick gets very interesting because then the fans are like, hey, why isn't this guy number one? Or, hey, like, GMs and agents are like, hey, why isn't this guy number one? And then they start creeping that conversation. So it would not surprise me if Duke goes on a run and gets to the Final Four and Tatum is their best player, which I think he is. It would not surprise me to see him get a lot of traction for the number one pick. Same thing with Josh Jackson. If Kansas makes a big run and Josh Jackson is having great game after great game, it's one of those things to where, hey, next thing you know, you have a situation where these guys are really, really, really putting pressure on the teams and the agents and whatnot. But also, we need to see the draft order because if a team doesn't need a point guard, they're not going to take Lonzo Ball just because. For instance, either teams will make a move or teams will go in another direction. But it'll be very interesting to see what takes place. But I think the number one pick has four different options right now. I think leader in the clubhouse is Fultz, followed by Ball, followed by Tatum, and then coming back with Josh Jackson. Other than that, there's no one else in the discussion.
A team that a lot of people here in the state of Utah obviously watched a lot is Oregon. And, if we talk Pac-12 basketball, UCLA's got two guys that I think get top 15 grades. I think TJ Leaf is definitely, he's probably borderline top 10. Lonzo Ball has the potential to be the number one, two, or three pick, I think, in the draft. But Oregon is a team that is so interesting in my mind. And you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Jamison, but I take a look at this roster and I see some NBA talent.
I just don't know how many Oregon players actually will draw first-round grades, and a lot of it has to do with their year in school. I mean, we're talking about several juniors, and scouts look down upon that. And I don't want to get too far off of the path here, but I mean, there's probably 3 to 4 Oregon players that draw NBA grades. Jordan Bell, Dylan Brooks. I just don't know if these guys are first-round prospects, which I think is even more impressive with what Oregon has accomplished this season.
Well, here's the thing, and I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. My thing is this. I think Dylan Brooks is a first-rounder. I don't think there's 30 NBA. I don't think there's 30 other guys that are better players in this draft class than he is. You know, so you look at it like that, I don't think he's not a first-rounder. With that being said, we might get in a situation where half the draft is from international guys again, and then that's a different story. But you can't tell me that there's 30 guys better than Dylan Brooks in this country that are draft-eligible players. You can't. But there's just not. So he should be a first-rounder. You know, Tyler Dorsey, Jordan Bell, the big guy, always butcher his name, that just got hurt.
Boucher,
those
yeah.
Those guys are second-round guys. I think Jordan Bell in the second round is a great pick. I think a guy 6'8", 6'9", physical guy, likes rebound, energy player, that guy's going to be in the league a while. He's a good, good second-round pick. But Dylan Brooks is a first-round pick. He's a guy that can really, really play.
Before I let you go, Jameson, I'm going to put you on the spot. Who's your Final Four this year?
Well, here's the thing. I'm still in the process of making it happen, but it's what I'm going to do. And here's my rationale. I'm going to go with Arizona to win it all. One, because they're at home. Two, because they're definitely due. I mean, how many times? And there's no Wisconsin there to really block them. But this is it's their time. I think they have an easier bracket than most people think. And also, they have a deep team. Their bigs go three deep. Their wings and guards can play. When Kobe Simmons is your fourth best guard, you're in pretty good shape. Or fifth best guard, you're in pretty good shape. So I really like what I see. I think Sean Miller is a hell of a coach. I think Sean Miller is a very, very, very good coach. That is a guy that will not, you know, I think he'll continue to improve. And I think this is his year. I think having a guy that can take over offensively, all those teams that lost to Wisconsin a couple years ago or a few years back, they didn't have a guy that can take over offensively like Alonzo Trier can, where he can take his man and get a bucket or get fouled. Guys like Stanley Johnson and Aaron Gordon were very good players, but they weren't that developed offensively to where they could take over a game and offensively to the point where they could dictate what takes place. And none of those teams had Markkanen?
Markkanen.
It's what do you pronounce it again?
I pronounce it Markkanen.
Markkanen.
Yeah.
None of those teams had one of those guys.
Right.
So with the team they have, I like Arizona. If they can get to the Final Four, they're going to have a huge home court advantage. I know the Final Four gets fans from everywhere, but best believe in Glendale, Arizona, with the Arizona faithful the way they are when they come to Vegas, best believe that place is going to be 70% plus Arizona fans. So I'm going to take Arizona to win it all.
I definitely can't work against that rationale. There's really no way to do it. Jameson, I appreciate you making time. Enjoy the NCAA tournament next week. Let's get back to NBA basketball. How's that sound?
Oh, that's perfectly fine. There's enough NBA for a while. We're going to be talking about NBA until June, so it's good to give some time to some time to college. It's pretty fun, but we'll definitely see. NBA pretty much takes care of itself. We know the storylines. We know what's going to happen. We're just waiting for everybody to get back with injuries, get back soon. So hopefully LaMarcus gets back, Kevin Durant, Kyle Lowry, all the big guys, and even the small guys get back. Hopefully they get back as soon as possible.
Jameson, we'll talk next week. I appreciate the time.
Not a problem.
Continue to give us a call right now, 637-5625. We still have some spots available for our NCAA bracket challenge. You call in, we'll draw a random name. So keep the calls coming, 637-5625. More college basketball talk straight ahead.
Marty's Pawn and Arcade, located on First South in Price. Marty's Pawn and Arcade features the finest in sports memorabilia, autographed items, collectible art, and so much more. No matter what sideline you're on, they'll have your favorite team's collectibles. No team is out of market at Marty's Pawn and Arcade. From past legends to current stars, Marty's Pawn has the sports memorabilia you're looking for. That's Marty's Pawn and Arcade, located on First South in Price.
Chicken is better when it's shared. It's a scientific fact, but don't look it up. So grab a few friends and get into KFC for their $20 fill-up. You'll get 8 pieces of their juicy chicken, original grilled or crispy, 3 large sides of your choice, and 4 flaky buttermilk biscuits, all for just $20. That's a delicious deal. While you're there, don't forget to grab a gallon of their famous root beer. With KFC, you get a complete home-cooked meal that you don't have to cook. Take the stress out of dinner tonight. KFC has got you covered.
Whether you're with coworkers, family, or friends, going to lunch is always a battle between appetites.
Where should we go?
You decide. I always decide.
On and on until everyone's starving. Big Mo's Eatery is always the right answer for lunch, no matter the argument. Big Mo's salads are refreshing and full of flavor. Order a juicy half-pound burger and fresh-cut fries, and you'll be full all day. For the indecisive, try a turkey bacon avocado or savory French dip. Win the lunch spot battle every time by choosing Big Mo's Eatery and Price.
Is it time for a new vehicle, but you're afraid a new car just isn't in the budget? Well, then it's time to come see me, Jesse, at Jane Auto in Huntington. We carry quality, nearly new vehicles, but without the brand new sticker price. We have a large inventory of slightly used vehicles, many with remaining manufacturer warranties. Get a practical new vehicle for a much better price here at Jane Auto. At Jane Auto, we are committed to making you a lifetime customer. We promise a stress-free buying experience and top-notch customer service that we hope will make you a lifetime customer. Come see us at Jane Auto today.
Hi, this is Joe Peterson, Chancellor of USU Eastern. I'd like to take a minute to brag about some of the amazing students we have here at USU Eastern. With the recent flooding that hit our community, USU Eastern student athletes gave up valuable practice time to help a community that has become their second home. From filling sandbags to cleaning up projects, our students logged more than 5,000 man hours during the flood relief efforts. Thank you, student athletes. For more stories about the outstanding students we have here at USU Eastern, visit our website at usueastern.edu.
Attention Emory County. You don't have to travel far to get that new Ford you've been looking for. Auto Farm Price Ford is just a few short miles away and has pricing to beat anything you'll find over the mountain. At Auto Farm, we're all about building relationships. Our outstanding service doesn't stop when you walk out the door. We want you for a lifetime customer. Come in and see our huge selection of America's best-selling Ford pickups, all at unbeatable prices. Auto Farm Price Ford, your local Ford dealer.
Out to Hayward. He'll step back. Three. Bang! Big, big buckets down the stretch. 32 for Hayward. Hayward on a step back. Oh! Down she goes! Hayward, one big shot after another, and a career night for Gordon Hayward.
This is Gordon Hayward from the Utah Jazz, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Biscarini on KOAL 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. We are continuing our NCAA Bracket Challenge. Remember, just call right now, 637-5625. I have an operator standing by. They'll draw you a random team. That'll be your team throughout the tournament. If they win, you win. It's that simple. So call in right now while we still have teams available, 637-5625. 25, that's 637-5625, 637-KOAL. With that being said, we're going to bring in our next guest, Greg Peterson. He's from 102.9 The Game in Portland. Terrific college basketball mind. Joined us last week when we were live in Vegas to talk about the Pac-12 tournament. Greg, a pleasure to get you back on today, my man. Thank you.
Happy to be on. Thank you.
Greg, we got rolling with the first four last night. We had one thriller. We actually had two thrillers. We had two really good games last night, let's be honest. And it really got me excited for what's ahead in the NCAA tournament because I'm not the biggest fan of the first four, but I got to tell you, last night was entertaining.
It certainly was. They had two really good games. I mean, Kansas State was able to pull away late against Wake Forest, and the Privateers and the Mount St. Mary's Mountaineers, my goodness, they were going at it. They were going blow for blow, and then the Mountaineers, in the end, were able to pull it out.
I talked about this on the show yesterday. I want your perspective. Why has the NCAA not adapted a strategy to make the play-in games work as you are the 16 seed in the opening round?
That is a really good question, because what I wish they would do with the play-in games is award them to teams that maybe fell short in their conference tournament, like, say, Monmouth, who went 27-5. Like, say, UT Arlington went a top 40 RPI. They played really good, knocked off Texas on the road, knocked off St. Mary's on the road. That's what I wish they did with the first four, rather than having those two play-in games and then typically four at-large teams, which typically are like 13 and 14 loss teams from the ACC.
You didn't mention Illinois State. Is there a reason for that? Is that justified that they're not in the dance?
I did not have Illinois State in the NCAA tournament. Had it been up to me, I would have put them in. But, I mean, I just knew the committee was not going to do it because they just lack quality wins, which it's really sad and unfortunate. But, unfortunately, that's the world that we live in college basketball right now.
Yeah, definitely it is. Well, let's talk about the NCAA tournament itself. Have not talked to you since Selection Sunday. The one seeds, Villanova, Gonzaga, Kansas, North Carolina. The two seeds, we're talking Duke, Louisville, Arizona, Kentucky. The three seeds, again, not a big surprise. We have Baylor in one bracket. You flip to the opposite side, we have Oregon, Florida State, UCLA. Your take on the one, two, and three seeds. And out of those squads, who has the best opportunity in your mind to win a national championship?
Were you referring to the East region?
All of them. Out of all the 1, 2, and 3 seeds in the bracket, give me your idea on who has the best chance to win a national championship.
The best chance to win a title, it's going to sound ridiculous. I've got Gonzaga winning the whole thing. I mean, I just look at this team time and time again. This team is just so solid top to bottom. And there's a reason why they've only lost one game this year. There's a reason they knocked out Arizona, who they could face off against in the Elite Eight. They've got so much balance. Three of their five players that are in their starting lineup were originally from Power 5 schools. I still go back to the Advocare Invitational. They knock off Florida, a team that plays a bunch of bigs. 2 days later, they knock off Iowa State at their style. They play a 6'6" center by the name of Deontay Burton, who used to be a guard at Marquette. I mean, this team is a chameleon. They can play at any style. They can play at any tempo. I really like Gonzaga to make that big run.
That is, it goes against the grain, and I'm fine with that. I mean, I know a lot of people would bring up an argument. I'm fine with it. You're going against the grain there, and you bring up several key points. Out of the 1, 2, and 3 seeds across the board in the bracket, who was least deserving of that high of a mark?
I would say Louisville should have been a 3 seed instead of a 2 seed. I mean, Louisville just has not played good basketball recently. I go back to when they played in the ACC tournament against Duke. They were 12 of 22 from the free throw line. Couldn't hit a three to save their lives. Just before then, they had lost at home to Wake Forest. There's just so many things that it feels like are wrong with Louisville, yet they got rewarded with that 2 seed. That did make me scratch my head a little bit.
Yeah, me too. I got to be honest. Again, I think you hit it right on the head. So let's start. We're going to talk about the East bracket here for just a moment. Villanova, a defending national champ with 31 wins. You've never seen that before, Greg. How serious of a contender do you believe Villanova is to repeat as a national champ?
I think they are a serious contender. I mean, it's really unfortunate that they're going to have to play against Duke in the Elite Eight if everything holds the form, but this is a really good team that has a star player in Josh Hart. I mean, Chris Jenkins is back on that team. He hit the game-winning three to lead them to the national championship. So, and there are so many different parts for this team. And you also have Dante DiVincenzo. He had to redshirt last year due to an ankle injury that he took early on in the season. Now he's back in the fold for them. And this is a team that they've fallen short in the NCAA tournament before winning that national title game. But at the same time, this is a veteran group. If they can just get something out of Miles or Mikal Bridges down low, I think that this team will be just fine, and they'll be able to reach that Elite Eight game against Duke.
Again, Greg Peterson, our guest right now, joining us to talk college basketball and March Madness. Again, if you want to get into our NCAA Bracket Challenge, the phone lines are open. Just dial right now, 637-5625. An operator is standing by. You can draw out a name. That's it. It's that simple. You follow that team throughout the NCAA tournament. So keep the calls coming in so we can fill a bracket. Greg, I'm going to stick with the East Bracket here for just a moment. You and I, at the beginning of the season, I went back and listened to our preseason predictions. We both predicted Duke to win a national championship. Do you still feel comfortable with that prediction, or do you look at it now and shake your head? I mean, I still feel pretty comfortable about it. I think they have the most talent in the country, and I definitely would not want to play them in a one-and-out tournament.
Oh, no, I would not want to play Duke at all either, and I have them going to the Final Four. I really like this Duke team, so I mean, I don't sit there and say, wow, that was a really bad pick. What was I doing during that time? So I think that Duke is going to be in for a big run this year. I mean, they are peaking at the right time, too. I mean, to win the ACC tournament, 4 games in 4 days, that is nothing short of impressive. And getting Coach K back was huge for this team, but Luke Kennard has really bailed this team out time and time again. So I look at Duke, and I see a bona fide contender with this team.
As far as the West bracket goes, and I know you like Gonzaga to win it all, but I look at a team like Florida State and Notre Dame. Notre Dame's the 5 seed, Florida State is the 3 seed. These are two teams that I have told people you mark for a possible Cinderella run to get to the Final Four. Yeah, I would view a 5 seed as a Cinderella story if they can get to the Final Four, definitely. A lot of people tell me I'm crazy in that regard, but look, it just doesn't happen that often. So I think Notre Dame and Florida State are two teams that could actually make a deep run just because that West bracket doesn't look that difficult to me. I mean, compared to the East, we can talk about the South here in just a moment. We can talk about the Midwest. The West itself does not appear that difficult in comparison to the three other brackets, which leads me to believe that the ACC has a great chance of getting a team into the Final Four from the West.
Now, I will agree with you that the West bracket is not very difficult, but I have to disagree on Florida State being a contender. I just really don't see it with this team. I mean, they've had a good year this year, but they've struggled away from home, and this is a team that they also just seem to play up or down to the competition. I still remember they were in the preseason NIT. They lost to Temple on a neutral court there, and this is a team that they've got a 7-footer, Michael Ojo. They've got a very nice shooting guard in Dwayne Bacon. So, I mean, they've got the talent. They are 12 deep, but, I mean, I really look at this team, and I think that they're going to get by Florida Gulf Coast, but if you're looking for a 14 over a 3, I would take Dunk City in that one.
Ooh.
I have Florida State making the Sweet 16, in my opinion, but I think the run ends there.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, and it is important to mention that Florida State and Florida Gulf Coast, it's happening in Orlando, so it's not as if it's a long trip for either of these two teams. That's an interesting matchup. Notre Dame on the flip side, how deep can the Irish roll in this tournament?
I think they can actually go pretty far because I do like this team. I like the way that they are playing. They made the championship game of the ACC tournament. Bonzi Colson is a very talented player. I think that they're going to get by Princeton in the first round, which, I mean, that's interesting because if you want to know a fun fact, since 2004, 23 teams have entered the NCAA tournament with an unbeaten record in conference. 22 of them won at least one game in the NCAA tournament. The lone exception was Cornell back in, like, the mid-2000s. Princeton is coming out the Ivy League undefeated. I think that streak ends just because Notre Dame has really only 4 true scorers and a good point guard in Steve Asturia, but those 4 guys, they're really, really good.
Let's move to the right side of the bracket, the Midwest, Kansas, Louisville. Those are your 1 and 2 squads. Oregon is at number 3, and then at number 4 we have Purdue. I know you're high on Purdue, right? You like the Boilermakers a lot in this particular bracket.
I certainly do. I actually have them making the Elite Eight. I mean, this is a Purdue team that is playing some very good basketball right now. And you got Caleb Swanigan, Isaac Haas and company. I think they're going to present some big-time matchup issues for Kansas. Vermont is another one of those teams that went undefeated in conference this year, so I definitely see that coming to an end. But, I mean, this is a Purdue team. They also are in the top 10 in regards to three-point shooting percentage, and that's with their best 2 players being 7-footers. So this team has all the goods. I like them to make a big run.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you. We move down to the South. North Carolina, number 1. Kentucky, number 2. Number 3 is UCLA. You and I talked about the Bruins last week. I mean, this is a team that's very special offensively, yet at the same time, there's so many holes defensively. They went toe-to-toe with Kentucky once already this year. If you're UCLA or if you're Kentucky, if you're Steve Alford or if you're John Calipari, you can't be happy knowing that you have to run into each other that early in the bracket being a 3 and 2 seed. It doesn't pan well for either of those two squads.
No, it does not, but I do not have them matching up against each other. I've got Wichita State. I like the Shockers. I mean, Kentucky just, it feels like they're too reliant on Malik Monk. I know that De'Aaron Fox has really come on towards the second half of the season, but you take a look at this Wichita State team. They're number 8 in the nation in regards to KenPom rating, which is pretty much a pace-of-play statistic. And yet here they are as a 10 seed. We've seen them do it before. I know that Fred VanVleet and Ron Baker are not on campus this year, but I think that Wichita State has what it takes. They've got a transfer from Kansas by the name of Connor Frankamp that can shoot threes from just about anywhere on the floor. They've got a good freshman by the name of Landry Shamet who's going to control the game down low. And I think Kentucky is ripe for an upset.
Give me your Final Four and your national champion, Greg.
Final Four, we've got Gonzaga versus Duke and Oregon versus North Carolina, with North Carolina falling to Gonzaga in the title game. I'm taking the Bulldogs all the way.
There you have it, Greg Peterson. He is a college basketball expert. He works for 102.9 The Game in Portland. Also, you can find more of his work on Dudes on Sports. Greg, tell the listeners where they can find all of your work in general, because you're a busy man this time of the year.
I certainly am. You can find all my work on 102.9thegame.com. I do bracketology, a little bit of everything for them. You can also find me on Twitter, at GUnit_81. I do a bunch of radio hits. I'm just all over the nation, so it's a lot of fun, and it's a very rewarding time of year. So keep up with me on Twitter and also on 102.9thegame.com.
Thank you very much for the insight, Greg. Hopefully we can catch up again next week.
Oh, you bet you can. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Greg Peterson joining us. Again, the phone number is 637-5625. We still have some slots open. Make sure you continue to call. You're going to get a team that you can follow throughout the NCAA tournament. If they win, you win. It's that simple. 637-5625. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up right after this.
Colon cancer is known as the silent killer since it can go for so long unnoticed without proper screening. Don't be a statistic. Join Castleview Hospital doctors Kyle Jeffrey and John Pressett on Tuesday, March 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Castleview Hospital classroom next to the cafeteria for a colon cancer awareness night and learn about the importance of a colonoscopy. There is no charge for the event and dinner will be served. Again, that is March 14th from 6 to 8 p.m.
Spring is almost here. You've been thinking all winter about getting out and enjoying the sun. Don't let the worry of financing that new truck, RV, or ATV stop you another year. At Desert View Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get the financing you need to get out and play this year. With amazing rates and service you can trust, get into Desert View today and start financing your fun. Find them on Main Street in Huntington and Farron.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
At Desert View, it's all about you.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a class 1 hitch holding a class 3 load, and I just snapped. So now your trailer full of four-wheelers is going off-roading without you. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Price Allstate agent Don Manzanares today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Spring is almost here. You've been thinking all winter about getting out and enjoying the sun. Don't let the worry of financing that new truck, RV, or ATV stop you another year. At Desert View Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get the financing you need to get out and play this year. With amazing rates and service you can trust, get into Desert View today and start financing your fun. Find them on Main Street in Huntington and Farron.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
At Desert View, it's all about you.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 with Jordan Buscarini.
Final couple of minutes here on the show. We're going to continue to draw some names for March Madness. Hi, who's this? Hello. Oh, there we go. Caller, who do we have with us?
This is Casey Edgehouse.
How you doing today, Casey?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. So what region do you want to go to draw your team?
Can I pick one? Can I pick Arizona?
Well, you can't do that. You got to pick a region, and then we're going to draw out a team name. And, in fact, the West region, which has Arizona, is full.
Oh, okay.
And so,
you know what? Just pick a region. I'll take it.
Let's go. You know what? Let's take him to the Midwest. We got a couple of spots left in the Midwest. Let's go there. Who's he got, Travis?
Let's see what we can do for him. Purdue, 4 seed.
Not too bad. You get a 4 seed.
Appreciate it.
Good job. Casey, what was your last name?
Edgehouse.
Good luck to you in Purdue, Casey.
Thank you.
Let's go to another phone call. We have Mike Huff with us. It's been a while since we've had Mike on the air. Mike, how you doing today?
Good, Jordan. How's it going, buddy?
Good, good, good. So it's kind of like an old school reunion. We have Travis in the studio. We have Mike on the phone. Mike, who are you taking to win it all this year?
Actually, I'm going a little bit different because a lot of people are taking some of the favorites, you know, Duke, Gonzaga, Villanova, North Carolina. I'm going a little bit different with someone that has a chance, but it's not really one of the favorites, and I'm going with Oregon.
I like the Pac-12 a lot. Oregon, UCLA, Arizona. I mean, when you look at the best conferences, in my mind, I think the ACC is the best conference front to back, but I really like the Pac-12. They're really top-heavy. Oregon is not a bad bet. They do have a couple of injuries, but for the most part, I mean, they're dangerous. They're a very dangerous team. So go ahead, Mike. This is the way the bracket is shaping up. Travis has been really busy on the phones. We're almost full, aren't we?
We are almost full, absolutely.
So what region can Mike pick from? Casey just drew from the Midwest. Oregon is still on the board, by the way.
If he wants Oregon, I'd go to the Midwest, because okay. That's the best team available.
If that's that's who you want to roll with, the Midwest is open. I think we got two teams left in there, Mike.
Oh, well, let's roll the dice and see what happens.
Travis has the you can hear the cup. There's hardly anything in there.
Oh, boy. Huff? Oregon.
Nice.
Well, it was either more, who's the 16 seed in that region?
No, what, UCD and NCCU?
Okay, so to the rest of the listeners out there, there were only two teams left in the Midwest. It was either Oregon or the 16. So if you call in to get one of the few teams left, stay away from the Midwest because you only have a chance to getting a 16. That's the only squad left. So Huff had a 50-50 chance after Casey drew Purdue. So there you go, Huff.
Well, see, that's like I said, that was my strategy every year. You got to wait a little bit towards the end because there's a lot of teams out there. And there's only a few favorites, so you let some of the others get picked first, and hopefully it ends up in your favor.
It worked out for you, Travis. As far as the now, while I was doing live interviews with Jameson and Greg, Travis was working the phone, so go ahead and give us the rundown of who has who.
All right, well, Trevor got Villanova, so that's a good pick.
Great pick.
Mike Johnson called in. He got Duke.
Okay.
David Verdi got Gonzaga.
Okay.
Randy got Arizona. Jeff Bruno got UCLA. Let's see, who else have we got to look at here?
Those are the favorites.
Chris got Kansas. Tyson got North Carolina for the second straight year.
Tyson is the defending champ, and he got North Carolina last year, and he actually called it, and he got him again.
And you see, every team you just said is some of the favorites, so it's better to wait a little bit.
Although they were, in all fairness, those were some of the first to come off the board this year. Jimmy had the first pick, and who did he end up grabbing?
Oklahoma State.
So there you have it. I do want to give a shout-out to Richard Hackwell. He donated a couple of great prizes. It's a prize package if your team wins, by the way. Richard Hackwell hooked us up. He gave us a couple of prizes. We'll talk about that more and more as the days go on, but you're going to get a nice prize package if your team wins. Huff, best of luck to you and the Ducks.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
It's always fun to talk with you, Huff. Who's your final four before I let you go?
I had Duke.
I like it.
And Arizona.
Okay.
And then Oregon, of course. And then I can't remember who was in the other. Was it Villanova?
No, it'd be Kentucky, UCLA. Kentucky. Okay.
That's who it was.
Well, best of luck to you and the Ducks.
I like Wichita State to do some damage, and I like Gonzaga to get upset.
I'm with you. You know what? Notre Dame has a great chance to win that bottom bracket.
I think Gonzaga showed if they get into a battle, they struggle.
Yep. I know I'm with you. That is a very suspect bracket. That's where I believe the upsets are going to come most frequently. The South, in my mind, is the most difficult bracket. The East and Midwest, it's really balanced. The West, I'm not sold on Gonzaga, so I think that's wide open in that bracket.
I agree with you.
Mike, always fun to talk to you. Thank you for the call.
You bet. We'll talk to you later.
All right, so we have a couple of spots left. We only have like two or three teams left, I think, don't we? Who's the highest seed on the board?
Florida.
Florida's a three, right?
Four.
A four seed. So
yeah, Florida, Virginia, those two are left.
Okay,
so and Butler.
Those are the three top seeds still available, and I believe there's only five or six slots left. Excellent participation from the listeners today. Thank you for listening. Again, thank you to Richard Hackwell, and we'll go over the full sponsors and the prizes in the coming days. Dial in right now at 637-5625. We'll get these final three or four spots filled, and then tomorrow we'll start talking NCAA tournament. He is Travis Anderson. I am Jordan Buscarini. Again, thank you for all the listener participation. It's just the luck of the draw. Dial in right now at 637-1167 or 637-5625. I will catch you tomorrow. Be safe. We are out. Do you enjoy?